time to take a break with Gene and Mary. Every weekday at noon Eastern Time, join us as we talk about what's on our minds. Email us at contactgeneandmary@gmail.com or interact with us on Facebook for your chance to win a pork chop participation prize every week.
Oh, no. We have a warning. Side effects may include jocularity, increased knowledge, and the opportunity to win a pork chop prize. Yeah. Oh, how All are right. you doing, Gene?
Good, Mary. How are you today?
Oh, I'm good. It's what day is it? I'm totally lost about what day it is.
I don't know. It doesn't matter because at least the sun's shining.
The sun is shining. It's February 11th. That's the day before my husband's birthday.
Oh, my.
Yeah. See, he's not as old as you and I are, though.
No.
He's still a puppy. Oh, but that's fun. That's fun. I have a word of the day for you, my friend.
Well, that's what I was hoping for.
Yes.
Lay it on me.
Plaque.
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 Now, that reminds me, I did brush my teeth today.
Oh, good, good, good. That's a good lead in. Yeah, plaque is a sticky deposit on your teeth where the bacteria gathers and makes the dentist go, how often do you floss?
Yeah.
But that's not the plaque I'm really talking about.
Oh, thank goodness.
Okay. Yes. This one is an ornamental tablet, typically of metal, porcelain, or wood, that is fixed to a wall or other surface in commemoration of a person or an event. Sometimes it's called a plate or a tablet. Some call it a panel. But in London, England, which is the capital of England, I started to say of London. London is the capital of England. They have placed 933 blue plaques on buildings, noting its famous residence. Now, Londoners must have been dead for at least 20 years before English Heritage will consider them for a blue plaque. So Amy Winehouse, who did live in London, doesn't qualify yet. She's gone, but she's not been gone long enough for a plaque.
Not quite long enough.
No. And if you look up, now Barb Marino, our lovely research assistant, did look up a lot of things for us about these famous residents. However, I have lost my train of thought. Somebody help put me back on track. Choo, 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 choo,
well,
choo, choo.
The famous residents, I know that when I was looking at them, I looked at people who still live there. So it's yes. a little different than the plaques.
Right. And that's fine because I want to talk about who lives there now too.
Okay.
And I remembered when I looked up the blue plaques in London, this all came about because we talked about London was one of our trivia questions several episodes ago. And part of the hints were the blue plaques on the walls. And it made me start thinking about why are these blue plaques there? Who lives there now? And things of this nature.
Yes.
The blue plaques, if you look up the blue plaques of London, you'll find there are maps. So people go on walking tours all over the streets of London to see who, where so-and-so lived.
Sure.
And there are other maps that tell you for the, if you want to shorten your trip, instead of spending days searching for these blue plaques, which streets to go down, where you get more plaques per mile or walk or block.
Like bing for your pound?
Yes, yes. Bing for your pound. And there's another site that says, I just bought a house with a blue plaque. How do I get rid of it? I guess that's important for some people.
So there's like a procedure, I suppose, to go through to have it removed.
Right. And there was another link that asked, I have a blue plaque on my house. Is it worth more? And the answer was, no, not really. But the realtors love them because it's a selling point. You know, it's kind of cool to have a house that someone famous lived in.
Sure, and I'll give you
definitely. Definitely. And I'll give you a little rundown of some of the famous people that have lived in London, and there are blue plaques to commemorate them. Interesting people that some of them I know who they were, and some of them I have no idea.
Okay.
There was a painter named John Constable. I don't know if he painted walls, buildings, or photos, but he probably painted fine art. There was a physicist named Abdus Salam. Now here's a name I did hear of. He was a fashion icon of the 1700s and 1800s, late like 1760s to 1840s or something like that. Beau Brummel. Have you ever heard of Beau Brummel, Gene?
I don't think I have.
Oh, my mom used to talk about Beau Brummel a lot. Now here's a name I'll bet you've heard of, Chip and Dale. And I don't mean the dancers.
Yeah, I've heard of the other stuff too.
Thomas Chippendale was a famous cabinet and furniture maker. A photographer named Roger Fenton, whom I'm not sure I've heard of. Another name that I have heard of was the Egyptologist Howard Carter. Do you know what he was famed for?
Well, if he's really famous, Egyptologist, I would almost guess naming King Tut's.
Exhibit. He discovered King Tut's tomb. Now, I bet you know who Sigmund Freud is.
Yeah, I've heard of him.
Have you heard of his wife, Anna Freud?
No.
She was also a psychoanalyst. A couple of episodes not long ago, we talked about Frédéric Chopin, the classical pianist. There was a philosopher named Samuel Taylor Coleridge who lived in one of these houses.
Did you see any for any like... some like famous Londoners, like someone like, I don't know, like Jack the Ripper or?
No, but I did find one for William Bligh.
Really?
You know who he was? The commander of the Bounty.
Yeah, that's interesting.
And that was, there was a book written called Mutiny on the Bounty. Mm-hmm. Very intriguing story. And William Bligh was a notorious ship's captain who was not a benevolent man.
No, not a nice guy.
Actor Richard Burton lived there for 7 years.
Oh, so he's got a plaque, I'll bet.
He does. So does Jimi Hendrix. Huh. You know who Jimi Hendrix is, right?
Oh, yeah.
Played best guitar ever. Purple Haze. Now, you mentioned people who live there now. Oh, my goodness. We're just talking without a timer. A lot, and Barb was so cool. She broke these down into categories. These are people who live in London today. And I bet you can add to this list. These are people from the arts, like Keira Knightley, an actress. Uh-huh. Rachel Adams, an actress and activist. One of my favorite all-time musicians, David Bowie. Daniel Day-Lewis, the actor. Alfred Hitchcock, director and film producer. Charlie Chaplin was famous for acting and directing.
You know, and I guess that there's that famous soccer player guy, Beckham, that I think lives in London.
David
too.
Beckham.
Yeah.
You know, he's married to one of the Spice Girls, right?
Well, I didn't know she was a Spice Girl. I've seen pictures of her before. Really?
Victoria was, I believe, Posh Spice.
Oh, he's a fan of the Spice Girls.
Have you ever heard about the guy who invented electromagnetic induction? This was
I don't say. I don't say specifically.
Yeah, and I know you love questions when you have no idea what I'm talking about. Uh-huh. This was in 1831, so it's a little bit before your time.
Not much.
Not in this lifetime. His name was Michael Farley. I had never heard of him until I read Barb's research. How about the name Clement Attlee? Mm-hmm. He was a former prime minister of England. And of course, Queen Victoria, former queen of England. And the entire royal family lives there now.
I was going to say, probably lots of the royal families.
Kind of a gimme. In literature.
You know who else, a famous person I remember lived there at least for a while was Madonna.
She still lives there.
Oh, does she? Yeah.
So does Kylie Minogue. Is that a name that rings a bell for you?
Not really, no.
It rings a big bell in my head because she's into electronic music. She's a real good musician.
Huh.
Tom Hardy, an actor. Tom Hiddleston, another actor. Emilia Clarke, Emily Blunt. Don't know who Dev Patel is, but I know who Idris Elba is. Very, very accomplished actor. Daniel Radcliffe, in other words, Harry Potter. Michael Faraday. You've heard of a Faraday cage, right?
Yeah.
That's him.
Really?
I believe. I could be wrong. I could. I haven't been wrong yet today, Gene. It might be time for me to be wrong.
Well, there is usually, I know you schedule at least one a day.
I try. I can't maintain this illusion of perfection all the time. How about the name Reginald Dwight? Do you know that name?
I don't believe I do. No.
How about the name Elton John?
I've heard of Elton John before.
I could be mistaken also on the exact name, but I believe his name was Reginald Dwight before he officially changed it to Elton John.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, Michael Faraday, he no longer lives there. I'm so sorry. He was an English scientist who contributed to the study of electromagnetism. He was born in 1791, so I don't think he's still alive, but he did create the Faraday cage. I did want to make sure that I got that little tidbit correct.
Sure.
Sean Bean and Mick Jagger have very little in common, but I love them both. I love to watch them both. Sean Bean's an actor. Uh-huh. And Mick Jagger is, you know, Mick Jagger from the Rolling Stones.
Well, I'll tell you what, it looks like we're needing to get out of here, Mary.
It's about that time.
Well, and everybody who's listening, I want to tell you, thanks for taking a break with us today. We're awful happy you chose to spend your time with us. And we look forward to hearing from you online, if you would. Visit beunique.org for details about all our shows.
That's BUNEKE.org. Bye, everybody.
Bye.